It's not so hard to admit. Our contact with nature has become increasingly rare. Not exactly breaking news. Life moves on regardless. Maybe not exactly how we would like, but it does. Unfortunately, this mindset minimizes the problem at hand. We like nature, we know it's important for our well-being, but we don't give it a central role in our lives. This is a generalization, of course. Even in today's hyper-technological world, some of us think and act differently. In fact, there are young people who are returning to rural life, an indication of the trend toward ecological and environmental sensitivity. Still, they are the minority. In 2009, the world's population surpassed 6.8 billion. That was the year in which, for the first time, city dwellers outnumbered rural residents, an occurrence that the World Watch Institute had predicted for 2008. Demographers have shown that this trend will continue to rise. The latest forecasts hypothesize that by the year 2030, approximately 75% of the world's population will live in urban areas. While Europe and North America have already reached this percentage, the rest of the world is racing to urbanize. There are at least 20, or twice that if greater metropolitan areas are considered, world megalopoli, cities with over 10 million inhabitants, at least two of which are in Africa. It's time to start examining how our relationship to nature has been affected in light of this societal shift, instead of passively accepting our circumstances. At the root of our substantial indifference to this situation, as we must acknowledge, is a certain desire not to know. It's similar to the attitude many have toward events of vast social significance. When faced with issues we find too difficult, we prefer to hand the problem to someone else. But leaving the decision up to others could have disastrous consequences. Some people, for example, provocatively assert that all this attention on environmental issues and humanity's relationship to nature is just a fad. Others believe we should establish a new bond with the natural world, something more technical, more geared toward extracting benefits based on cause and effect, where nature becomes a tool, not to say a consumer product, for self-improvement. We respectfully disagree. Something inside us, a little voice, tells us that can't be right. But what is the source of that voice? Perhaps it's the part of us that conserves the historic, or rather genetic, memory of who we are and where we come from. So that's where we should start. For a very long time, natural environments have been our habitat, or to be more precise, our home. At first, we were humble occupants. Then we resolved to become ambitious dominators. Here are some facts to consider. The genus Homo has existed on Earth for 2.3 to 2.4 million years, according to the latest anthropological studies. And the more human variant of the genus Homo, the one that most resembles us, has been given an age of approximately 1 million years, more or less coinciding with the time that they learned to use fire. The species Homo sapiens formed just under 200,000 years ago on the continent of Africa, the same place where their ancestors' predecessors originated. When Homo sapiens appeared, Homo erectus also existed in Asia and Homo neanderthalensis in Europe. Homo erectus went extinct soon thereafter, while we know that at least 40 to 50,000 years ago, sapiens encountered and for a short time lived alongside Neanderthals, before the latter went extinct in turn. After their appearance on the planet, sapiens briefly remained in their place of origin, Africa, but within 100,000 years, they had colonized the Middle East and from there moved on to other lands, Southeast Asia, Europe, Oceania, and America. For a very long time, the first representatives of the Homo genus were gatherers and then hunters, living off what nature was able to offer more or less spontaneously. The shift to agricultural society, which happened gradually, was unique to Homo sapiens. In fact, the first professional farmers emerged just 11,000 years ago. Once human beings began devoting themselves to agriculture, their dwellings shifted from the forests. After all, hunter-gatherer villages contained only a few dozen people, while those of a farming society could easily exceed 100. These new communities required more space,